What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah, and today we are joined by a very special guest. It's Haley Law, the uber talented actress and musician who you may know best from her role as Valerie Brown from Riverdale. Haley has been a longtime online friend of ours and a follower of the show, and she's the first Canadian guest we've ever had on. So welcome to the show. We're so excited to have you.
I didn't know I was the first Canadian guest. I also
I'm so
didn't.
honored. Think about it, Em. Like Boston, Mac, Caitlin, all of our friends are American.
Oh my gosh, Haley, you're the first Canadian guest that we've had on the podcast. I think you're living in the States right now, but it still counts.
Well,
Still
I'm really honored. I didn't know that.
something.
Thank you for having me. Wow, pressure's on now for all the Canadians.
No, I love it. I love that it's three Canadians talking about the US Grand Prix. Like, I just feel like that's so fitting. We like, and probably like the stupidest thing that we could be doing is having like three Canadians talk about it, but I love it and I'm here for it. But
Hello.
before we get into the race, Haley, like we connected on like Track Talk. I maybe even last year it was when we found out you were a fan of F1. Like, so have you always been a fan of motorsports?
Now it's probably been a few years, but yeah, I can't remember how I found you guys. I think it was after I went to Miami. And then I don't know how I found you guys, but like a lot of people, I'm almost mad that I started watching F1 because of Drive to Survive, because I feel like everybody's like, yeah, I watched Drive to Survive and now I love it. But I watched like a couple episodes that this wonderful man I was dating was watching, and it was like, I was like, what is that? I'm not interested. And then I was like, oh my God, what's going on? This is so dramatic. It was like him watching Love is Blind with me. And then I just became obsessed with it. And I've never gotten into a sport like I'm so deep into Formula One and the lives of these men. I feel like I know them. And it's crazy. I can't believe it. Like I said, I also watch baseball and stuff, but the way that I'm into Formula One is like nothing else.
I think you've explained it pretty perfectly. Like, we don't know these drivers, but I feel like I could tell you absolutely everything about them. So
Like I
it's
cried
okay.
when Lando won his first Grand Prix. I was like, oh, this is so big for him. I'm so
It's
happy
like we're like friends with him. We're like, he deserves this. He's worked so hard. He's like, he doesn't know he exists. Like,
I know. I was like sobbing when Charles won Monaco. I'm like, he doesn't, that's okay. This is for
I
me.
know. Yeah, I'm emotionally invested. And it's okay to be a DTS fan. We talk about it all the time. You're allowed to be one. No, there's no judgment here. None at all.
Yeah, we are too.
That's how
Yeah,
we got into
I
it.
love it. I love it. It's so good.
Let's talk about Austin. Let's talk about USGP. Hannah didn't think that I would be alive to watch the race, because I was in Nashville this weekend. I did watch it, if anyone's wondering. I watched it live for the first 10 laps, and then I watched the rest last night slash this morning. So, mission accomplished. I did it. And I have things to say. Yeah, Hannah can go.
Same.
Hannah's putting her hand up.
I do. I have before we start, before I say something that I'm gonna regret, Haley, who are you? Who's your guy? Or who's your team?
Okay, my guy for a very long time was Checo. And I'm telling you, I last year near the end was like, Lando's gonna dominate next year. He's gonna dominate, and I need to support before. I just felt it. I was like, this young guy, he wants it so bad. So it's been Checo and Lando. But I also there will be a permanent Fernando Alonso spot in my body, but Lando, really, and I'm just so happy that he's gotten what he's gotten, and I'm no, it's just so easy to love Max that I'm just like, ugh. Last year I was like, I just want a season where it just is different. I'm tired of seeing the same race all the time, and this is like the dream season that I was asking for last year. And so, yeah, Lando, and you gasped at Checo, so I need to know what's going on. I just don't think we've like met
I've
a
never met a
Checo. I
Checo
don't think I've ever actually met a Checo fan. Like, no,
I
I
think just
love
because like
him.
this season, and if I offend you, I'm so sorry, and I'm apologizing to also like other Checo fans around the world. I don't think that our podcast is that global, but
I think it is.
like Checo just like isn't what he was, especially like the end of last season and like this season. I think everyone is just like ready for him to leave, and like he's not the teammate that Max wants or like Max needs. I think it's just so easy to like just like personally to just like shit on Checo because I don't see him doing
I
anything.
know. That's what makes me mad, though. I feel like it's too easy to shit on him. And I think people forget that he was number two in the points last year. Like, it's easy to shit on him, but he still was number two. But he had a bad second half. And I just feel like he is just in the dumps with luck right now. But I think he's an incredible driver.
Interesting. Wow.
That says a lot, though, that he still finished second in the drivers last year after having such a disastrous second
Yeah.
half. And like he was very dominant for pretty much like the entire first half, so that does say a lot. And before that too, like he's been a good teammate to Max. Max is, I mean, he's truly never said anything about Checo. It's just been this conversation about the constructors, and now it's out of Red Bull's hands, and it's not Max's fault. And you know that there's been a conversation, but you've never heard it from Max. Like Max has never said he doesn't like Checo as a teammate, which is great.
Yeah, fair. I think, yeah, it's just because, like, for the first time in how long, like, Red Bull is not the leaders in the Constructors' Championship anymore. I was looking at the points today. It's like a 40-point difference now, or am I like really dramatically off? But I don't know. I love it. And I love McLaren. Like, I love Lando. So I can get on that
Yeah.
side. And I'm also an Aston Martin girly. Not so much a Fernando Alonso girly, but Aston Martin girly.
Oh, I know who you like. That I think that's how I first was introduced to the podcast. I was like, who is this person who loves Lance? Like, I don't get
Me,
it.
I will
I
say
did a deep dive on you after
it's okay.
that.
Someone's got to do it. If you can like Checo, I can like Lance, and we can just leave it as that, okay? But I have a coworker. I think I was texting Hannah. I was texting you about it, but I have a coworker that just got into F1. She managed to like she went to the race this weekend with her brother. She wasn't supposed to go, so she did like such last minute studying and like trying to figure out like what F1 was because she like was gonna go, just went last minute. And she came up to me and she was like, she's like, okay, I have two favorites. I love Max, and I was like, fair. Like he's a good driver. Like yeah, like you're right.
Incredible.
Like you said, he's so easy to he's easy to like. Like he's good. But then she's like, also, like I don't get it. But everyone hates Lance, but I kind of like him. And I like, we were in the office, and I screamed. I was like, abso-fucking-lutely. Like, anyway. So I'm not the only Lance Stroll fan. Not the only Lance Stroll fan in my office either, which makes me really happy. So it's great. I am wearing
Love
my
that.
Red Bull shirt today too. I just got it, and like I felt like I needed to wear it.
You're supporting Checo for me.
I'm
Hannah,
actually
who's
I felt
your
comfortable with my Canadian.
driver?
It's Max on the
Oh.
back, actually, not Checo. So sorry.
Okay. I'm Charles and Carlos faithful, so I'm devastated a little bit that they won't be teammates at the end of this year, but I also like Williams, so I'm happy to support Carlos in his new venture. But I did feel comfortable with, an all Canadian lineup today, so I'm wearing my Leclerc hockey jersey. Thank you
Yeah,
for your
I love
sponsor.
it. Okay, so it was a Ferrari 1-2 today, Hannah. How are you feeling?
On top of the world. Truly, yesterday was amazing. Ferrari won two. The Jets won. They're still the only undefeated team in the NHL at this very moment. The Bengals won. That's my NFL team. I like nothing could have gone better for me, truly.
What a good day
Wow.
for
I did
you.
like Carlos. I love Carlos too. He's great. I think he's gonna just take Williams to the sky, and I'm kind of excited for it.
I will say I was shocked with Franco this weekend at Williams, like managing to score. I mean, he scored one a point, like one, but for him to what? How many races has he been in now? This is his first time at the USGP. Like, clearly Williams is doing something right, and like Franco's good, and I think that will be a good lineup next year. Him and wait, no, Franco's not Williams next year. Why did I think he was?
I'm like, are you about to tell me that you think it'll be a good lineup for him to be at Sauber? Because that's the conversation that I'm hearing.
I just completely like forgot who was driving. I forgot Alex Albon existed for a second. My bad. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Son of my
Listen,
man.
listen. I'm sorry. I am Probably still drunk a little bit, not gonna lie. But Nashville killed me, but
It's
that's
fine.
okay. Okay, I forgot about Alex. Damn. Sorry, Alex. So it's fine. We can move on.
When you say different, all these different drivers, there's like, I'm like, oh no, I love him too. Oh, but I also love him.
That's
It's
fair.
hard. Something I love in all of them.
Yeah, that's fair. There's something to like admire about each of them.
Experience. No, just kidding. I'm kidding.
That was track
And
talk. Thank you so much for listening. We can end it here.
that's
We can
the last time
scream
we will
for
have a
that.
guest. I
He's Canadian. You
know,
gotta at least
I do have to
admire
support
that.
him. I do. I do.
I like
No,
that he
why.
did
I
that.
don't know why he's like in my bottom five of faves.
That's fine. That's okay.
But I
Speaking
do, because he's Canadian, I'm happy. Okay, sorry.
don't apologize. Speaking of like bottom drivers, the fact that both sour drivers aren't even in the top 20 like lineup for F1. Have you seen like the posts about that? If you look on like any standings or like the app or anything, it's like Zhou is 21, and then it's Logan, and then it's Valtteri, because all three of them have 0 points. Whereas like every other driver this season has scored at least 1 point. And there's been so many changes because drivers have come like other like Liam Lawson's now in, Franco's now in, who scored points. So in a 20 driver championship, Sauber's not even in there. That's shitty. Have you thought about
It's insane.
that?
No, and I almost corrected you because I was like, Emma, the math is not, that makes no sense. But I understand now.
I know.
I understand. But okay, that's very interesting. Yeah, that team is a
A
disaster at this
joke.
very moment.
It's
Yeah.
a joke. But we
It's
can
gonna be Audi next year, right? I think.
Year after. Year
2026,
after.
which hopefully
Yeah.
something changes there. I don't know. That's been like an ongoing conversation with like me and Hannah on the pod. Like Sauber does nothing. They're literally not doing anything. They're just there. Like that's it. And it makes me mad, but it's fine.
I was looking at the points and I saw that Ollie Bearman had points and some of the other drivers didn't. And I was like, what? He doesn't even have a seat. And then I was like, oh my God, that was from the one or two races that he did. He has more points than the drivers that have raced all year.
Yep.
Yeah,
Which is
that's a
like,
bummer.
I wonder how like Valtteri and Joe feel about that, truly. I feel like,
This is stressful. I'm stressed for them.
oh well, it's fine. Anyway, can we talk about the first lap of that race? I was not surprised when Lando lost that lead. Like it was only that last race in Singapore, right, when he kept that lead. And like
Yes.
that's and every other pole position he's had, he's lost it. And so going into this race, I was like, no fucking way, he's gonna keep it. Oh, I need to stop swearing on the
I
podcast.
was gonna say your dad's gonna be so mad at you. You keep swearing
I
today.
know. Haley, my dad listens to the podcast and he gets mad at me whenever I swear. So sorry.
Really hard not to swear.
No, you can swear.
I
He kept
do.
doing.
No,
He
I don't
kept.
want your dad to be bad of me. If
It's me. I'm the
he
problem.
listens to it, I want him to be like, wow, what a good mom. But
but
yes.
I was not surprised when he lost it. But I was surprised when Charles came out of literally nowhere. It was like a through goes Charles moment because it was Max and Lando, and I was like, oh well, Max is gonna get this, and all of a sudden Charles has it, and then Charles didn't lose it, and I was like, what? Like I don't know. Like I haven't been like rooting like hardcore for Ferrari this season, but that was so good to see. To like I don't something worked in their favor finally, and like it was Charles getting P1 on that first lap. Thank God.
I feel like there's been a few races where it's just been Max and Lando right off this jump. And then because they're going head to head, someone else sneaks in and takes the first position. And it's just so frustrating to watch because I feel like, I mean, obviously there's a lot of people up there, but I feel like when Lando starts on pole position, he's only thinking about Max and it screws him up immediately every single time. And it makes me really sad because that's my guy.
That has
That's
been a
fine.
lot of the conversation that I've seen recently is that Lando is getting close to Max in the points, and we're having legitimate conversations about him being the world driver champion. But then there's this aspect of, I don't want to say that he's not well
mentally all the time in the car, but he's struggling mentally to keep Max out of his brain. Max is living rent free, is essentially what I'm trying to say. And I think that's what you're saying too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he can't get him out of it.
Yeah.
And then this happens. And I want to say that for Ferrari, yes. So it opened up beautifully for Charles to just he had the entire first corner all to himself. There was no one in his way. But the Ferrari positive started earlier on in this weekend. They had the pace. The only reason Lando had P1 this weekend is because no one
Or
else really got a lap in when George crashed in qualifying. So Ferrari had they had the pace. They were going to be at the top if qualifying had finished the entirety. Like I think that's kind of where everything was heading. But yeah, so obviously it worked out very well for Charles, but I think he would have gotten up there anyways because Ferrari was like just the team to beat this weekend.
Yeah,
Yeah, they
that's
crushed it. I can't believe he held out the whole time. It was insane.
literally the whole time. Like, even when he went into like the pits and stuff, like there was like still like a large enough gap and he could like still keep that lead. And like, yeah, we
I
haven't
can't
seen that.
wait to see Lewis
To see
at
what?
Ferrari. To see Lewis at Ferrari. I'm
I
so excited.
I'm excited, but like I'm scared. Like, I don't know, because
Scared too.
even on the broadcast today, they had said like, I don't know who it was, but had called Charles as like literally said Ferrari's golden son or golden boy or something,
Yeah,
which is
the
true. I
favorite
mean,
son of Ferrari or something.
in the driver lineup now, like Charles, I would say is because Carlos is getting the boot after this year, but like, I don't know, and I'm scared. Like, I still want Charles to be that number one driver at Ferrari, but then you have Lewis coming in. It's like, how do you not make Lewis Hamilton your number one driver also? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm
Yeah.
scared, but I'm excited to see the dynamics between the two of them next year. I don't know how it's gonna work.
I think it's going to be a little bit dramatic.
I hope so. I live for
And
the
I'm excited.
dramatics.
I know. I had no idea there was this much drama in Formula One.
I know. It's so exciting. Is there this
I
much drama in other sports, Hannah? I like.
think. Yeah, yes, absolutely.
See, the thing with like F1 or like just motorsports in general, there's not as many athletes like in the series. Like there's 20 or 23 if
Yeah,
it's this
no, you're
season.
right.
So it's easier to keep up to date. Whereas like an NHL team has how many players? I don't know. I can't keep up with the
There's so
drama.
much going on. I can't keep up. I want to get
Yeah.
back into hockey, but I just got back into baseball and it was heartbreaking. So I'm like, no, I can't. It's just, I can't. It hurts. It hurts so bad to get so deep into these teams and then I just can't do it.
I thought you were a Dodgers fan. I saw you post today about going to a Dodgers game.
Trying to get someone to take me to a Dodgers game. I want to go to the World Series. I am okay. I like the Phillies and the
Okay.
Dodgers, and the Phillies are out. So I do love the Dodgers. And I really want to go to a game.
So if
Obviously,
you
it's a
had
World
a
Series.
hockey team, who would your hockey team be?
Well, I'm from Vancouver, so I feel like I have to say the Canucks.
Canucks, yeah. Yeah.
But I was a huge Canucks fan for a while, and they really hurt me. So I'm still wounded from that.
They're getting better. They're getting a lot better. Might be a good
Yeah, but
time to
I
play.
also found Winnipeg, so maybe I'll go Winnipeg.
Be a Jets
Jets are
fan.
undefeated.
They're doing pretty good. I think I've been to a single
Yep.
game, but I think they're doing pretty good. I don't know.
Yep.
I just watch it if it's on. That's it. Can we chat about? Okay, I'm not gonna lie. The entire race was boring from like safety car to lap like 42, 43. Can we just like there wasn't that much that went on.
There was a nap gap in there for sure. Sometimes
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah.
not proud of this, but there's something really nice about the sound of a race where I literally will take a nap from lap 17 to 27, or like sometimes I put an old race on to nap because
Emma, what do I
it's so
always
nice.
say?
Hannah says the sound of the cars will just put her to sleep. So like, which
It's
should
so
I thought
yes,
that
you
was
have.
wild.
I swear to God, it'll be like lap 17. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna take my 10 lap nap, and then if shit got crazy, I'll rewind it. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes, yeah, I'm taking a. It's nice. It's really nice.
I
It's really
like
like a white noise meditation.
the term nap gap. We're gonna have to start using that. But like, yeah, that's a perfect way to describe it. A nice little nap gap. But after Lewis's little spin out, which happened, it was just like, what even happened? He just three.
Lap three.
Oh, I was like, he did. I thought he was saying like he spun three times. I was
No,
like, no, he didn't. Like,
it was very early. It was lap three. And when you guys were talking earlier about Lewis, I was going to say, like, Lewis is ready to move to Ferrari because after
Oh,
his
he's over.
qualifying, he said, and sprint actually, he said on the broadcast, I would prefer for us to start from the pit lane tomorrow. I think it only makes sense because we need to change so many things on this car to get ready for the race tomorrow. Team said no. Well, what happened?
He
So,
spun out on lap three. And
right.
like, I mean, George started from the pit lane. He didn't have like a bad race. He finished right behind or right ahead of Checo or right behind of Checo. I don't know. So like he made up the pace for sure, which was great. But Lewis is, I feel like at that point, Lewis is like, okay, I'm fucking done. And this was the first
Yeah.
safety car deployed since Canada. We haven't had a safety car since the Canadian
Races,
Grand Prix.
no safety car in 10 races. Oh my.
I know. Isn't that a wild stat? No safety car.
Maybe because I'm so used to IndyCar, I'm like, I see them all the time.
Right? Yeah. It's like, what do you mean? The pace car is always out. Like, what are you talking about? But yeah, it's just because IndyCar, like, you never really think about it. But I know. First time in a long time. And even when Lewis spun out, I was like, they're not going to put out the safety car. They'll just do a virtual safety car. But no. What's his face finally got to do his job. Do you think the guy that okay, I don't know his name, and like I know it's the same guy that drives the safety car, but does he get like bonuses? I don't think that's the right word, but do you think he gets paid more if he's
Yeah,
actually
car out.
driving? Because like imagine for the last 10 races, he's literally just sitting there doing shit all. Like, does he get paid the same during those times?
Well, he does a formation
Yeah,
lap, doesn't
that's
he?
true. I guess, yeah. I don't know. I
Oh
want to
yeah.
know. I want to know what he gets paid per race.
Honest, he goes if he has to take the car out.
Maybe it's like per lap. I don't know. I never thought about that. Anyway, poor
Job.
Lewis. And then Haley and Hannah had their nap gap, as we can call it.
I actually didn't nap, but I normally do.
I didn't either, but I normally do. I was like, I need to know everything that goes on in every lap just in case we talk about it today.
Also
But
could
yeah, I
be
do
because it was
normally
on
have.
later.
That's fair. It wasn't like a crazy time for us, which was.
Well, and early for us is earlier for Haley.
Do you wake up when it's like, do you watch it live? Are you watching it at like 5 in the morning when it's that early?
Last year I did. This year, like, I will put it off a little bit. Like, I think it depends on when me and Hannah record. Like, we'll always watch it before we record. Obviously, like, that's our job. But if it's at like 5 a.m. or 6 a.m., I'm like, okay, I will just like, I'll turn it on. I'll try, but if I fall asleep, it's like I'm not like sad about it. But last year, I feel like I really like stayed up, woke up, went to the living room, made myself coffee. And this year I'm like still in bed. Maybe my laptop is open and maybe it closes halfway through.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't do like the middle of the night ones. Like if it's at 2 a.m. or like 1 a.m., I'm not doing that. Midnight, I'll stay up, but the other ones I won't. But if it's at like 7 or 8 in the morning, I'll get up. I will always watch the start.
Yeah.
What happened after the start,
Start.
we don't know, but
We can
I
come
will
back to
always
that.
watch the start. Yeah.
That's fair. Interesting. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. It's the most interesting part.
Yeah, it's fair. It was today when Charles took that lead. And then I want to talk about Lando and Max. I have opinions for that whole thing. Like, okay, and like I don't think they're gonna be like coherent or in order, but I want to hang on. What did I write in my notes? Took some notes because I was like, there's so much going on.
Do you think their friendship dynamic has changed now that they're like kind of head to head?
I do.
Because
I
they never
think so.
were before and they were tight. Do you think
Yeah.
it's changed now?
I think, yeah. I mean, like, again, we don't know these drivers as much as we like pretend that we do. Not pretend, but like think that we do. There's obviously a lot of tension. And like the closer you get to the end of the season, what, there's five races left? Like, and Lando, no offense to the other drivers, he's kind of like the only other one right now that's up for that championship. So I can imagine. I mean, Charles, like,
Charles is 22 points behind Lando as of today, which is crazy. And no one is talking about, well, no one was because it didn't make sense because it looked like Lando was going to rival Max for that spot. But no one's talking about the fact that this legitimately could end up in Charles's hands. Ferrari's getting better. They're just getting better and better. And McLaren's getting worse.
I don't believe they're getting worse. Lando just won the Singapore Grand Prix last race. Like, I
Oscar went
will.
out in Q3.
Okay, I didn't watch qualifying. I didn't see that. And I'm not the biggest
I
Oscar fan, so not my thing. But like, just like, okay, penalties aside, because we'll get to that. But like, Max, amazing defensive game. Like, he knows how to hold Lando off. And like, it was how many laps where Lando was within DRS before he finally took the lead. We'll get into whether it was legal or not. But after Lando took that lead, like, he was off. And like, I honestly thought he was going to still gain that 5 second gap to keep the place. Whereas like, Max wasn't gaining, like, that Max's gap wasn't growing when he was defending Lando. But the second that Lando got ahead, like, he was gone. And so I don't think McLaren's
Yeah.
getting worse. I think that this is just like a shitty situation for Lando. But I just respectfully, I disagree that I don't think
That's
it's fair.
fine. That's fine.
Like,
Yeah, I don't think they looked as strong from a team perspective this weekend. They had a bad pit stop. Oscar went out in Q3 in sprint. The sprint wasn't good for them. So I don't know. That was just maybe I am critical of McLaren because I am a Ferrari fan. That's me.
that's
So
fair.
that's that. But there was lots of penalties. I mean, we can talk about that, but before we do, I would like to ask if either of you saw George's reaction to getting told that he got a 5 second time penalty. Did either of you see
I love
this?
George.
He's like,
No, what
what?
happened?
Yeah.
He was just like, I just love how animated and unfiltered he doesn't. I feel like he doesn't even choose to be unfiltered. He's just completely, he cannot hold back. And I love his reactions
What did he
to
say?
everything. It was like a high-pitched, very loud what, and it was
Yeah.
amazing.
And like
Mean,
immediate. It was so funny.
what? I can
I
I can
loved
hear
it.
that in George's voice 100%. I heard Joe,
I love his
there's a
reaction.
video that went out on social media of like some drivers trying to do an American accent, and George is, it's just a British accent. Like, he didn't even try to like
No, did
change
you
it.
see Charles's though?
Yeah, that was really bad too. Like, I don't think these drivers should. I think that they should just stick in.
Sometimes I'm like, I need some mystery. I don't want to see this part of you guys.
Yeah.
I want, don't do this. I don't want to see these videos. They make me feel weird.
Kind of got. I wouldn't say like necessarily the ick, but I'm like, I actually don't need to hear this again. Like, we can just
Yeah,
stick
close.
to our accents. That's fine. Heck, we don't try to change our accents when like we can't. We're not those people. Okay. I feel like I watched that, like, I don't know what lap it was. Whatever. When like Lando got ahead. I feel like I watched it so many times, and like I went like deep diving on like Google and Twitter, and Twitter's maybe not the best place to do like a deep dive because people are very biased on Twitter. But Lando was not ahead on the apex, like that I agree with, but he still was pushed off. And like right? Like, that's like a
Yes,
fair
it's such a,
statement.
I feel like such a sticky thing because he was not ahead. He was not ahead at the apex, but he was absolutely, if he wasn't pushed off, he would have gotten ahead fine.
Yeah.
He absolutely was pushed off.
Absolutely. And then Max
So,
also like went off the track as well, which like I
yeah.
think that's kind of what irritates me. Like, I will say like Max, amazing race for him like at like these last few laps, but he pushed Lando off and then he himself went off too. And like, I get it, like it's stick, like it's this. I said, you said it's a sticky situation. Like, do you, I don't blame McLaren for not telling Lando to give the place
I
back.
was gonna say,
Like,
would you have given the position back? Or I was like, no, even when he got the penalty, I was like, no, I would have done the same thing. I would have just not, I would have wrote it
no.
out and hoped that
Yeah, I would
it
not have
didn't
given that
happen.
position back. I'm not a driver and I never want to be, but I would not give that position back because I feel like Max was also in the wrong there. Like, I feel like it should have been seen as like a racing incident, not so much like a penalty. They were both off the track. Like, Hannah, do you have thoughts?
I'm of the opinion that he should have given it back because they still could have had they had like 2 laps or 3 laps for a good fight after that.
Yeah.
And they were close enough that it still would have been a good fight and you wouldn't have had to because there's no risk with giving the place back, you're still fighting. You're you still have time. It wasn't like it was the last corner of the race where, like, obviously I wouldn't have done it at that point, but he still had time. He did have pace. So I think that he probably should have given it back just because he had an opportunity to, what if he didn't get the penalty? Like, they still would have had time to race, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like
If he'd
he.
done it immediately, he would have.
Yeah.
But
I
I
he
think
still
at
would have.
that point, like when they were having the conversations, like obviously some of the radio messages are delayed from when we're watching it, but like Lando got off like so quickly once he passed Max that like it didn't. It wasn't the point where he made sense to give the place back. Like Max wasn't fighting for that
Yeah.
position the same way Lando was like a lap earlier. And like Max was off the track. Like it doesn't like there's a few different angles where you can see all four wheels are past that line. And so again, I don't blame McLaren for not telling him to give the place back. And then it was what Hinchcliffe on the radio was like, Papaya rules here, like Oscar's gonna make sure that he slows down so that Lando keeps fourth place in case that 5 second penalty like does come into play. But Lando was only 9 tenths of a second off. Like he was.
I was just gonna say 4.1 second gap. Like,
If
he
that
almost had it.
honestly, if this race was like one lap longer, I feel like he would have kept that third place.
Or they would have had another disastrous kind of whatever situation in a corner. It would have, those two, they race each other like that all the time. So that's just, I mean, yeah,
But
it's,
it made for a good race.
oh yeah. But
Like,
that's what I thought we were going to get on lap one, and we didn't get it. That's okay. We didn't get it because we got it 50 laps later, and that's fine. We saw
literally, I know. And it was entertaining. Like, that's what people want to see when they watch Formula One. Like, they want to see that kind of battle on the track. And like, everyone has their favorites. Like, I know Red Bull fans were probably ecstatic, like, to hear that Lando had a penalty and like McLaren fans have opinions too, like we all do. But you have to admit, like, no matter what side you're on, that was incredible racing. Like, that's what we want to see. Anyway, and then I
Yeah.
got really confused because you, Hannah, you posted on your story saying, like, what are your thoughts from COTA this weekend? And then someone responded to it saying, like, a Max win. And I was like, Max didn't win. Like, he got third. Did he win sprint?
Yeah.
Okay. I
Anyway.
didn't watch sprint, so I got really confused by that. And I was like, Max definitely didn't win. I was like, he won against Lando, I would
Emma,
say.
you posted, you literally posted on our story. Is Max's villain era back? And it
That
was
was
like,
me. I didn't post that.
I didn't post that.
When did
Yeah,
I post
Anna,
that?
I think you might have. It wasn't me, I promise. I was sober on my couch making friendship bracelets all weekend.
Okay, if I
It
posted it, I
was
don't
a
remember
drunken night.
posting it.
Uh-huh.
Listen, Nashville took years off my life this weekend. So
That's
if I
fair. No,
posted
that's
it,
fine.
I don't remember posting it and I'd have no recollection of ever watching the sprint at all. That's
I
funny.
almost texted you saying, Emma, you told me to take on socials this weekend. Please just leave it because I don't know what you're posting, if you're posting at the same time as me or what, if we're posting the same thing.
I don't remember posting Max at all. What time was that at?
I don't know, but I saw it and I was like, what is she? I was like, I thought I had it covered. No,
Sorry. Yeah, I don't.
you're fine.
I always think, like, okay, not that I get like, you don't need to cut this because I don't really care. Not that I get like blackout drunk often, but I always think like I need to turn, like, I need to delete Instagram or like I need to delete social media in case I post something like on the wrong account. Because I like that's like my biggest fear when I'm like not sober is that I'm gonna like post or do something like on Track Talk. Not, I don't think I would do anything bad or post anything bad, but just like Hannah, I think you're both on my close friend story. Like, what if I do post something like that on Track Talk? Like, that would just be embarrassing for me. Do you ever think about that? No, because Hannah, you don't really go out or like you don't really like get to that level. I think Nash, no, you don't, not really. Anyway, that's just a fear that I always
I
have.
like
That's
I
why I
enjoy.
enjoyed.
It has one person who gets absolutely crazy blackout and one person who stays home and makes friendship bracelets. Look, I'm going to Taylor Swift next month. I have to have my stock up.
He's still touring?
She just
Holy
started
shit.
the third leg of the tour in Miami this weekend. I'm going to see her in Toronto next month.
Are you
I feel
seeing
like
her in
she's done like
Vancouver?
me?
Yeah. Are you? Isn't
No,
that her
I'm
like
not.
her last concert? Isn't
Where?
it? Vancouver.
Oh, yeah,
Right?
it is. It is.
I hate to say this, but I was a big Taylor Swift fan, but like I'm not, I haven't been in the, I'm scared to say anything about
That's
Taylor
okay.
Swift.
It's okay. You're being very
I
respectful.
haven't been like, I like her, but I wouldn't know. I would only know like the first few albums if I went.
Yeah, that's fair. You don't have to be a Taylor Swift fan to be on the podcast, don't worry. Like
Because people are gonna see it and they're gonna find my house and attack me.
No.
Oh, you're okay.
I'll cut it.
But
You're
I
good.
get it. I'm like, I love it. I get it. I don't know how she's still touring. I feel like she's been touring for 2 years.
I think
Is
it
she
has
doing like a few times around the world or what?
to. This is gonna be her first time in Canada, but it's been a long time now.
Oh.
But she takes breaks. Like
Yeah.
she'll do three shows in a weekend, and then she'll take like a month off.
Wow.
So, but there's only, yeah, it's only till the end of or mid-December, and then it's done, done.
Like done.
Yeah. Anyways,
That's
that's why I
fun.
need to finish your bracelets.
That's fair. I get you. Anyway. What else do I have in my notes? That's about it. I only had notes about those last five laps because like that was the only part of the race I cared about. Oh,
So I will
wait.
say,
The trophies.
oh,
Like, did you like how
they
Kate
weird?
they didn't
Looking at
hand out the trophies. I'm pretty sure Carlos got pole position tire as a trophy because they had to like improvise last minute and
yeah.
like pull the
Wait, they
trophies
didn't
that.
have trophies? They had to. So I don't know what that brand is. It's like a very hype beast thing. I don't even know if people say that anymore, but it's like the mouse, like those
Brick
collectible,
Bear.
like
Brick Bear.
Brick Bear, that's what it's called.
Bear, I think, or Bear
Oh,
Brick
it's
or
not a mouse,
something.
it's a bear.
It's a bear.
Okay.
Like, okay, like if you Google, is it Brick Bear or is it Bear
I'm
Brick?
looking.
Brick.
Brick Bear.
I just always see like YouTubers buying them. I think they're expensive.
Yeah. Bear
Oh,
Brick,
I see.
whatever. So, like,
That's what the trophy was? So
no.
it looked like it. And because of copyright reasons, they didn't give out the trophies because they weren't from that brand, but they looked like they could have been. For trademark reasons.
Apparently they got sent a cease and desist from Bear Brick because they basically copied the design. And then, hang on, what does it say?
Is this it? Wait.
Yeah, so those
Yes.
were supposed to be the trophies, which bears a
I
very
think it looks
similar
cute, but I
resemblance.
kind of think bad luck of all the trophies and all the places they go in the world. The US one is a bear, like a Lego bear. It's
That's,
kind of
yeah.
weak.
I know. I don't get it. So they were replaced with, quote, other objects to represent Pirelli. So I think Charles got an old trophy, and then Carlos and Max were given like tires or like replicas of tires. Like, because the tires are actually heavy. And so they have like display ones, like the pole
The little
position
one.
tire. So they were given other objects to represent Pirelli, which, like, are you. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I feel like I would actually be a little pissed if, like, do you know? Like, you're gonna give me an old trophy. There's a photo of Charles looking at the trophy afterwards, probably just like, what am I looking at right now? Like, he, like, what if it doesn't even, probably doesn't say anything on it? It's just a trophy. They
No, but
just
I
have.
think they actually did give them the other ones, but they just couldn't give them to them on TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was pretty funny though. That it, like, it made me laugh. And, like, Carlos dropped it, didn't he, before spraying his champagne,
It
the
was
tire.
wait, he. Oh, it's Lando that always breaks something. What race, if you could go to any race and get like the royal treatment at any race, which race would you go to?
Monaco, easy. Don't even have to think about it. What about you, Monaco?
Probably Monaco, but also my friend went to is it the last race? Is it in Abu Dhabi?
Oh yeah.
She said it was unreal. Like
I feel
the
like,
she said
yeah, Abu Dhabi, like the last race, like that's like,
Dhabi or Monaco, I think. Yeah, one of
yeah,
those two.
absolutely. I think.
I'd go to anyone, but Monaco would be
Ugh.
amazing.
You know,
I gotta
well,
get home.
you went to a race last year, didn't you? Miami, you said.
Yeah, I went to Miami and Vegas.
You went to
Oh,
Vegas
in
last
Vegas.
year? I didn't know that. How was that?
It was insane. Also, I go to bed really early, so it was so difficult to stay
Yeah.
awake. And I don't remember if it was qualifying. I think it was qualifying. Something happened and they had to post or push it or something. And so we were
Carlos.
waiting. It was like 10 p.m., 11, 12. And then they didn't start it till 2 in the morning. And I just couldn't make it. I was so tired. But it was just really hard to stay up. And I want to go. I don't know if I'll get to go, but if I do go this year, I need to really change my sleeping schedule because I was so tired.
Yeah.
But it was crazy. And I just feel like for the party people, that's probably a great race. But I need a race where people go to bed at 9:30 or 10 p.m. Started at like 10 p.m., I think. And I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm gonna stop. I'll see it on the way there, and it just like I was still so tired, but it was great.
I just feel like, yeah, your energy is like drained, that you can't be as into it as you want to be. And like,
Yeah.
Especially by the time it's race day, you've already gone for like practice day qualifying, and those were both late. Everything was at night, so you were like, by the time the race came, you were exhausted. And I felt bad for, well, I mean, they're probably so screwed. Like I was talking to the because I went with Heineken and they like partner with Red Bull, so I was trying to befriend the pit crew, and so I ended up befriending this guy whose name is Callum, and he's like he has like dreads and
I
he's
know
like the
exactly what you're
back.
talking about.
Yeah, so I met him in Miami and then I saw him again in Vegas. I was like, dude, what is going on? How do you guys stay? How are you like doing this? This is crazy. And he was just like, I don't know, we're so fucked. Like everyone is so tired all the time. You have to like, I don't know, they probably take like crazy sleeping pills. You have to be able to like go from here to the Middle East to Europe to like, I don't know how they do it. And that was like my number one question. I was like, how's everybody sleeping? Because I'm so tired and I haven't even changed time zones.
Yeah,
So
that's
I
fair. Heard that a lot of teams will actually stay on European time if they can. Like, if the working hours are between, like, whatever European daylight time would be or daytime would be, they actually just stay on European time and they just like sleep during the day. Like, it works for them for their travel schedule. And also because working hours, especially for that event, I'm pretty sure working hours were between like 6 p.m. and 2 a.m. So you have to sleep like all day.
Right.
At least this
I
year.
will
So
say they told me. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
no, you go.
Two of the pit crew, the Red Bull guys, told me their favorite race is Montreal.
Really?
Wow,
Yeah.
interesting.
That's cool.
I wonder why.
They didn't know I was Canadian then because I was like, are they just saying that because I said I was Canadian? I was like, oh my God, no, I haven't. It really is Montreal. Yeah, I don't know why. I wonder why.
We I don't know.
But
Hannah
apparently
went
they.
for qualifying a few years ago.
I was just gonna say good strip clubs in Montreal.
Are there?
Yeah. Yeah, that might be why.
What? That's news
They're
to
like,
me.
no, yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. I'm kind of joking, but that's something that they're known for. So, yeah.
What the heck? Montreal's like the. That's weird. I had no idea. Interesting.
When I was getting recommendations to go to Montreal, everyone kept telling me, "You like go to a strip club." I'm like,
Why would I do
"Just
that?
me and my boyfriend." Like, if
Yeah.
it was me and the girls, yeah, we're there.
Hey, at least, sorry, back to Vegas. So yeah, they have Mexico this weekend and then Brazil, and then they have 3 weeks, and then it's Vegas. And like Vegas starts the final leg of the calendar, because after that, Qatar and Abu Dhabi. So at least prior to Vegas this time, they can adjust their sleep schedules. But I feel like last year it was like back to back almost, where they had to like they
Yeah.
was like one stupid race after another, like to time like one crazy time difference after another. So at least this year, like, they have time. Did you watch the golf thing last year when you were there? That weird
Netflix
little
Cup.
the Netflix Cup.
Oh,
They had
no.
it in Atlanta.
It was
No.
another way of like, I don't want to know them like that. Because some of them, who didn't Charles and
Carlos,
someone,
Albon.
Carlos, yeah. I don't want to see it. I don't want them to make these guys like reality celebrities. I
Oh, I
never
see.
wanted them like that.
Lando and Pierre, was it?
Lando and Pierre. Yeah, you're right.
I hope not.
Okay, so yeah, so you didn't watch the Netflix Cup. That's fair. I feel like Vegas in general, like there's just so much going on.
Oh,
Are
I'm
you?
sure like
Yeah.
the influencer events were, yeah, because you're there with Heineken. Like, I'm sure all the events were like
I couldn't
just
even, I was too tired. I didn't even go. Like they had like a an event. They had one at a club and it was like a Red Bull thing and they had a car hanging from the ceiling and I was so tired. My friend was
Aww.
sending me videos and I was like, I can't even bring myself. It looks so sick, but I'm so tired. I can't do it. And the race was on my birthday, so I was determined to not
When's
look
your
like
birthday?
shit. November 18th.
Oh my God, my birthday is November 17th. I couldn't remember which day it was. I couldn't
Oh,
remember which day.
wait, are you
That
a
was a great
Scorpio?
gift. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Three
So not
Canadian
only
Scorpios.
three Canadians, but three
17 and
Scorpios.
18th. That's cool. Wait, we're all Scorpios?
Yes. Yeah. My birthday's next week and Hannah's yeah, it's the day before yours.
Oh, wow. The power fast.
I know. It was Charles's birthday like last week and he said like winning would be the best birthday gift, which is like fair. It's a cop out answer, but
Well, there he got it. He got his gift.
I know. Do you think that this is like a revival? I don't know if revival's the right word. It's not like Ferrari's been shit,
No, I feel
but
like Ferrari's
like
consistently good, but they're get about to be great.
who do you think's going to win the driver championship? Both of you. Haley, I know you probably want to say Lando, but
I know because I want to say Lando, but I do you guys ever do the prediction thing on F1 Play like that app? I don't know if you can do it in Canada.
oh, the F1 fantasy thing.
Yeah. And then you can predict it, like asks you like who do you think is going to come in first out of these drivers? What are going to be the top 1, 2, 3? Will there be a safety car? And then if you get 10 out of 10 right, they like give you a trip to. But I don't know if you can do it in Canada, but every single time I have to do the predictions, it hurts when I don't pick Lando to be number one. But I'm like, I want him to, but I don't know if he's going to win this one. I would love for him to win the driver's championship, but I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I want to
I would
say,
say Charles too, but I don't know if I can. I
do you
know.
think Charles like has like a strong chance at getting the driver's championship? Because not gonna lie, he hasn't crossed my mind like at all. If it's anyone, I think it's Max or Lando.
Next year, I think that next year Charles will be one of the, it'll be between him and someone for the championship.
I think it's Max's again. Do you think so too, Haley?
I do, but if it's Lando and I said this, I'm gonna look back at this and feel really bad.
Okay. I think Max has it this year, but I don't like I would not be surprised if in the constructors it was McLaren, Ferrari, and then Red Bull. Like that. Like with just the way things are going. And like you said, Ferrari's consistent. McLaren for the most part also consistent. Whereas like you have Max on a completely other level than Checo. So
Yeah, it's gonna
Max can't
be.
carry the championship by himself this year.
Yeah, speaking of Checo, actually, there was some weird posts that went around the F1 news circles this weekend about Honda really pushing for Yuki to take the Red Bull or take a turn in the Red Bull seat. They were talking about to show what he can do. And I was so confused because I'm like, again, we're talking about Checo not being Max's teammate. Like, why we keep having this conversation and it's so weird. Like, what else do they he signed a contract. He tweets he's not fucking leaving. I don't know, like the rumors keep getting put to bed and then they keep coming back up. So I'm so confused.
Even the announcers during the race were talking about Checo possibly leaving, and they were like, "Oh, but he has a contract." But I mean, you never really know. And but I also don't think that Yuki and Max would be a good pair.
No,
Like,
absolutely not. I don't think that.
it would be like two firecrackers in a blender on full speed.
Agree. I don't think
Yeah.
it's a good decision. This is kind of a funny timing to do this, but Emma, I wanted to start a new segment on this show, yay, called Masterclass and Disaster Class, where everyone gives their we, and then if we have a guest who gives your like masterclass for the weekend, your disaster class. And I prepared my own, and you don't have to prepare yours for today because this is the first time that we'll ever do this. But Yuki's actually my disaster class for this weekend because he had all the cards in his favor and still got outdriven by Liam. and then was complaining on the radio asking why it happened. And his engineers had to be like, well, sir, Liam's faster, like essentially. So it was very odd.
I do have a master class in disaster class now that I think about it. One we already mentioned, but disaster class would be those Pirelli trophies. Like that's
Yes.
like what the hell was that? Like I can't. I think that's the funniest thing that's happened in a while in F1. And I think my master class is Liam Lawson after his little like stint with Alonso, which I saw about during, was it either qualifying or sprint when Alonso was like, it's his career on the line, not mine. And then for Lawson to finish like three, four places ahead of Fernando and like finishing the points, I was like for Liam, I'm like, this is a giant fuck you to Alonso. Like he like anyway, so I thought that was a pretty good moment. That's my master class in disaster class. Haley, do you have one? Anything on the spot?
No, I feel like okay, I just have to say, I think that there's a ballsiness to the new drivers that
We haven't seen.
yeah, and then the not the vets, even the drivers that have only been in 2 years or whatever, are everyone's like pissed at the way that they drive because they're not used to it because they're so aggressive because they're trying to prove themselves and they're like, what's he doing? What the? And I love it because they're just like they're just trying to show what they can do, but maybe it's not it's not what everyone else is used to, but I love it. And I do like Lawson. I also, my last name's Law, so I like when it comes up as Law on the thing. And I thought that last year when he came in for a couple races, he was so good. So I think that
Yeah.
he's gonna crush it.
He proved himself last year for sure. So like he's like his career, I
He's
don't
gonna crush
think is on the line the way that Fernando like kind of insinuated it was. Like that's
No,
I'm
I
like
don't think
Lawson's
so.
not going anywhere either right now.
No, Red
No.
Bull literally got rid of Daniel Ricciardo
To
for him.
keep Liam. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's
When I
funny.
first read that, I thought it was for next year. I didn't realize he was out and Liam was coming in.
Oh,
That's
be that
so.
naive and think that we still had Daniel Ricciardo.
I will say, I didn't watch Drive to Survive when it started. So watching it years later from the beginning to see the rise and fall of Daniel Ricciardo is insane.
Yep. It's I like I've said it before and I'll say it again. Like I do think Daniel should have retired probably after Red Bull. Like I think like his prime ended there and then he was just constantly chasing it again and it never unfortunately just never came. Like I love Daniel. I want him on the grid, but he's not where he was, clearly.
It's because the whole first season is like he's
Him.
the pedestal poster child of,
Yeah.
I don't know. I have this thing that replays that he said in the series when he left Red Bull. He was just like, it feels like they're like Christian was like a dad kind of figure, and he's like, I need to like break away and show what I can really do, and I don't want to be like the child of Red Bull. And I'm like, now knowing what I know, I'm like, you fucked up.
Yeah, I
Like
fucked
feeling
up.
that way and leaving. Like you were crushing it and you felt like a kid with your parents or something, and you needed to leave to be like, look what I can do. And ever since he had that thought, he's kind of, I don't know, he kind of screwed himself a little bit.
No,
I
I
feel
agree.
bad. But you never know. We don't know in the moment, but looking back now, when I watched him say that, I was like, don't leave.
You know.
Don't go.
I wonder if he
But
regrets that. Like he
I want
always, I mean, like he always says, like there's no regrets, like enjoy every moment. Like, you know, like it's very, very Daniel of him to like not look back on
yeah.
anything with like sadness. But I in the back of his mind, he's probably just like,
For
I'm
sure. You can't
so
say it.
stupid
It
for leaving Red Bull.
would crumble everything. If he was like, I fucked up, it would just, he wouldn't be able to go on.
No.
Yeah.
He'll
I mean,
always
have
his
a
next
career in F1.
2020, he didn't want to be the second driver to Max, and that was like, that was that. And I think now he would be so happy. Anyone would be so happy
Oh
with him.
yeah. That was the thing, him not wanting to be the second driver to Max. And I was like,
It's like, really?
so you're
Yeah.
mad that you want to be the better teammate always? It's, I don't know. I don't know. The male ego is like insane to me. I don't get
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn.
Cheers.
Huh.
I don't have much else.
No, my
Oh,
thoughts.
I will say that at one point, the battle, this is probably, Emma, you probably didn't see this part, but at one point, the battle for 13th was my favorite part of the race. It was Lance, Pierre, and Alex. And it was so good. The three of them just kept overtaking each other. I was
Yeah,
like,
it's
this is
insane.
the best racing I'm seeing, because the middle, like we said, was kind of boring. So, anyways.
I love that. I wish that they had the same point system as IndyCar. Like, Haley, I don't know if you really follow IndyCar, but they, like, every single driver gets points and it goes from like 50 and it works its way
That's how
down.
I feel like. I didn't know that, but that's how I feel. Because who, how many get points in Formula One? The top
Top
eight
10.
or nine? I
That's
feel
it.
like it needs to be like top 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they're
It,
getting rid
I
of
just
the
think that's
fastest
cool
lap
about that.
point for next year. Yeah. Yeah, they've decided that there's no fastest lap point, which I thought was so funny. Everyone is like, Daniel Ricciardo ruined it for everybody else, which because like he took the fastest lap away from Lando at his last race. But I'm
Yeah.
like, key, but at least that gives another driver a chance. Like Franco got fastest lap today. Did he not? Like, so he finished 10th, so he got 2 points. Good for him.
A point. Oh yeah. I just feel like it, maybe it's the sympathetic, I don't know, but I just feel like nobody should finish the season with no points.
I know. I
Just,
guess the
like
Canadian
there
in
has to
us.
be, I know. Yep, I know. There's got
Just
to be
feel
other
bad.
ways to earn points.
Oh,
What
man, oh man. Oh well.
about the hospitality award? The guy who got everybody the coffee in the morning.
I would like a fastest pit stop of the race point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, that was cool.
Or
Yeah.
point for pole position. I mean, like, because they do that in IndyCar too. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like how IndyCar does their standings more than
We're
how
leading the
F1.
most laps. That could be
Yeah.
cool too.
Or like
Yeah.
laps, point you get a point for if you lead a lap and then you get another point for most laps led. Like they're on top
Oh,
of it.
they do.
And then everyone finishes in the points, even if they have to retire the car, which is so nice. Yeah, they do.
I know, but I don't agree with that. If you
Well,
can't finish the race, you don't deserve a
I
point.
just think it's
Yeah.
nice and it makes like, you know, everyone goes home with at least something, you know?
Something.
It's like when I was in gymnastics when I was a kid, like you got the tiniest medal for like ending eighth, you know? You know, like, and so it was nice to like be standing there last, but I still got a medal. You know, like it everyone deserves
Yeah.
something.
I want to get into IndyCar. I feel like it's like the hot, grungy version of Formula One.
Let us
Do it.
help you.
Yeah.
You
I want to.
watch the
You go.
last two seasons of 100 Days to Indy and then follow every driver on social media. And if you have any questions, let us know.
Honestly, I think the best thing to do for races is exposure therapy. And 100 Days to Indy is good, but it only goes up to the Indy 500, which is like beginning of the season. So if you can, the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach is. We haven't been, apparently one of the best races to go to in IndyCar, and
One
you
of the
should
first
totally go.
ones too.
If you're in the area, you should totally go.
Okay, yeah, I could go.
She's like, okay, I'm sold.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We bring F1 fans over to IndyCar. Check.
Yeah, I want.
And it'll be so good. Anyway, do you have any last thoughts about the race or just the COTA
For
USGP?
F1 as a whole.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see how these last five races. I don't feel like since I've started watching Formula One, I don't feel like there's been this much suspense this late in the season, and
Yeah.
I'm so excited. This is the season I've been hoping for since I started watching Formula One, and I'm so excited.
Yeah. Do you have predictions for Mexico?
The only thing I can think of
Checo?
is that the last year when Checo was out on the first lap on the first turn.
That
Did you watch
hurt
that one?
me. Like,
I cried.
I love
I'm
drivers at their
tearing.
home race. It's like my favorite thing to watch is like when a
I know, I
even
know.
if it's not good. So when Checo was out at his home race, I was like, what's the point of watching? Like,
I know it hurt my body and I can't have that for him again. I can't have it. I really want
Emma,
to
do
go to
you
that
remember
race.
last year I made that video before Mexico because there was like speculation he was going to retire, and I made that video and I was like, is Checo going to retire this weekend? And then he had to retire the car. And then do you remember I stitched it and I slammed
Yeah.
my door? Yeah.
Yeah, because we were talking about like him retiring like as a
Retiring.
job, like
Yeah.
retiring, and then he retired from the race and we're like, Hannah, you
I was
jinxed
like,
it.
that's not
Like,
what I meant. I won't say
damn.
anything this year. I'll say
That's what I
nothing.
know. Just
The
send good
prediction
vibes.
is finishes the race.
That's a good one. Do you
in
have
the
any
top
plans for Lando? Do you think Lando's going to do well in Mexico?
Yeah, I just have such a good. I feel like if he doesn't overthink and get in his own head, I think he could. I think he could win the driver's championship if he just gets out of his head. When things get sticky, I feel like he's like, fuck. And then it kind of screws him. So,
Hyper fixates
I
on that
mean,
and then screws
he
himself over,
can
yeah.
get out of there. I think he could take it. I think he could take it all.
Hopefully. I would love
He
that.
will be a driver's world champion. He will. If it's not this
Yeah.
year, he will.
100%. Pen, do you have predictions for Mexico?
No, I don't. I think Ferrari's going to continue their dominance, though. I think that I really truly think they're on the up and up right now.
Yeah.
And I like the track at Mexico. So I think he suits Ferrari well.
And I also just want to throw out that a lot of members of FanAmp, like, so we partner with I don't know if partners right word, but like we work closely with FanAmp, just like a motorsports
Like a
app.
Discord,
The
like
Discord, yeah. I always struggle how to
chat app.
explain FanAmp, but a lot of people from FanAmp are going to be there this weekend, so get on those chats and interact. Anyway, you got it.
Yeah.
Haley, your homework is to learn about IndyCar in the off season. We'll leave you with that. And
And
then you
then you
can
can
come
come
back
rehab
on.
lunch with us.
I want to go to a race.
It's fun. It's the like you know how there's no nap gaps. It's like the only way to put it in IndyCar. So you have to pay attention.
Well,
I
I
need that.
sometimes help.
Sometimes, yeah.
You can fit a nap in if you really want.
Not
They do
fair.
that whole like F1, they do the race in 30. IndyCar does a similar deal, but it's not even 30 minutes. So if you miss it, you can
Racing
still.
seven. Fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you tell us what's in store for you? Are you working on anything special right now? Any new music? Any new projects?
Yeah, definitely music. I'm gonna put a project out in, I don't know, hopefully February. I wanted to put it out in November, but then I realized that that's incredibly ambitious. But
But
early
like
next year.
in 10 days in November.
Yeah, I was like, it's coming out in November. And then I looked at the calendar and I was like, holy shit, it's coming out early next year. Yeah,
Okay, well, we're so excited to listen and to share and just support whatever it is that you're up to.
Guys,
Yeah. And thank you
I
so much for
can
coming on the podcast today as another Canadian, chatting about American race. It's so fun.
anytime. I'm so
Yeah.
happy. Thank you.
I know. And you can come
Thank you
back
for
on.
letting me annoy you guys on Instagram. I feel like I'm always responding and I'm so
We love
excited all the
it.
time. I don't know a lot of people that watch Formula One, so I'm like, I need to talk about this.
Yeah, no, we're here for you. That's like my
Well,
favorite part about Track Talk is just talking to people like about the race. Like I love it. It's so fun. Makes me
yep,
happy.
and now you have our numbers. So if you ever feel the need in a race to just like be like, what the hell was that? Go right
We got
ahead.
you.
Your dad is about to pop up.
Anyway, I think we can end it there then. That was a Coda race recap with oh,
Wait,
Hannah's.
are you familiar with our outro?
Do you know our
You
outro?
can say no.
No.
Because I don't
Okay.
listen to outros of
No.
some podcasts too. So you're gonna
No,
help
I
us with our
don't.
outro. I say something, and then Hannah says, "We are Track Talk." And then the last part is ka-chow for now. So you have to say ka-chow for now.
Ciao for now.
Ka-chow,
Okay.
like the cars,
Ciao.
ka-chow. Like you know the
Ciao?
cars, you know the Cars movie, like
Like
Cars?
Cars?
Lightning
Like the Disney
McQueen?
movie?
Yeah. He says
They say that?
ka-chow.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Okay, you
That's
need
like
to
his
listen.
catch. The ciao.
Ka-chow, like ka-chow. So
Ciao
ka-chow
for
for now.
now.
That's what you're gonna
Love
say.
that. Okay.
Okay, so we can end it there. This was a Coda race recap featuring Haley Law.
We are Track Talk.
To ciao for now.
Heck yeah, that's it. You did it.